Turn to Genesis. I want to look at something here because this will lay groundwork for us to really minister to you this morning. Genesis chapter 1 is the divine intention of God for us. And somewhere along the line, we got dust in our eyes about the instruction. So therefore, the full benefits have not been activated in our life as we should have it. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Notice in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have what?
Dominion.
Let them have what?
Dominion.
And let them have what?
Dominion.
Where are you today? Over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over. Every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Notice verse 28 now. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. See that? Dominion, subdue. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. You see that, right? All right, now, stay close to me because I'm going to shift on you in a little while. Stay close to me. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. God was talking about it, and then he started doing it in chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And God, the Lord God, formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, here's a revelation in this verse that has to be unturned slowly. But if you see this revelation, your life will be revolutionized this morning. Now, listen very carefully. And God formed man of the dust of the ground. Body came first. And man still trying to live by body first. Many men and women, their bodies are still in charge. But I'm going to take you to scripture and show you where God changed the order because he found out that order wasn't working like it should. Body can't be first. Notice the spirit came next in that verse. And then the soul was third. Some still trying to live like that. You can't. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, body, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, spirit. And man became a living soul, soul. So there we have body, what? Can't live like that now. And so what happened, a shift had been made by revelation. You will hear revelation you never heard before. The Lord spoke to me 4 days in the morning about this message. He said the body of Christ, in order to reign, in order to rule, in order to have authority, in order to have dominion, and in order to receive all that I have blessed them with, they're going to have to understand I made a change for their better. Satan got Eve through her body and her soul. And the Lord rebuilt some things in us, a different aspect of it. Oh, my goodness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. You're not going to just go to church this morning. You got to go to school this morning. But if you see this, you realize I don't have to put up with this no more. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, and so it is written, the first man, Adam. Are you still living in the first man? If you don't understand what the Spirit of God is going to reveal to us, you're still living in the first man, even though you're saved, but you're still trying to live by the first man principle. Now, Satan can't handle your spirit because your spirit is the same spirit that God has. So all the turmoil and trouble that the body of Christ is going through is because they're functioning in the wrong facet. There can be a change. You are spirit. You are spirit. You have a soul. And you live in the body. But the real image of God is your spirit. The real function and the real operation of God in you is your spirit. Now the Holy Ghost will visit us this morning. And a whole lot of folks will get out a whole lot of stuff this morning. Because you're more powerful than you have been. But proper operation brings divine results. Not just saying a prayer, not just reading a scripture, not just clapping your hand, but you have to function in dominion and function in authority. And subdue things that try to subdue you. Yes, sir. You're so powerful. You're so pregnant with his presence. Oh, my God. But it's in your spirit. Yes, sir. And if you operate backwards, you're not going to enjoy your life. Some people don't enjoy God because they can't operate with him. But the Bible says God is a spirit. Yes, you can't operate with God in your flesh and just jump around in your mind. No, God is a spirit. You got to get in that realm where he is and let him touch you and show you things. Oh, my goodness. God is a spirit. I'm a spirit. That's my connection. Now, notice this verse. 1 Corinthians 15, 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made what? Now watch this. The last Adam, talking about Christ, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Are you the master of your soul, or your soul is your master? Let me read this to you. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. I want to show you by the Spirit of God how to keep the enemy from pushing your identity out of alignment. Here's what the Spirit of God says. You will grow in apostolic maturity today. You will put the enemy back under your feet and let Jesus' lordship flow in your life and all of your life affairs. Get ready for this. The smoothness of your life will be revealed to you today. The smoothness, there's a smoothness. No matter what type of attack has come against you, you can attract a smooth road for it. Let me say it again. No matter what type of attack have come against you, you have the divine right to attract a smooth road for it. Smoothness come to your life today. Struggles, sadness and strongholds and stress will bow to your God-given authority. Every struggling factor, every stress factor, every stronghold the enemy have tried to build upon you over the years will have to answer to you today. It's time for you to take your dominion back and dominate in every area of your life. Because you're living in the last Adam. And the last Adam is a life-giving spirit. The situations that keep repeating itself in your life will no longer be your master. Same thing, just keep coming back over and over again. They will not master you anymore. You thought you had it straight, it come back again. It's time for you to rise up in your life and say, who in charge? Yeah. Sowing revelation, sowing like an eagle, sowing revelation will ride you on the currents of the supernatural. It's not just going to church anymore. Some things have to happen now. Are you following me? Your imagination, what I say? Will enter into a spiritual graduation at this hour. You will see things that are coming to you. You will recognize what belonged to you before it arrived. You'll talk about it like you already have it. Come on now, go with me now. Because I can tell you right now, you're going to lose me in a few minutes. I'm going to try to stay here with y'all a little while. Oh my goodness. When you see what you desire, you put a stamp on it. You mail it to yourself. That's what your imagination is designed to do. Your imagination has stamps. Supernatural stamps. I know you never heard that before. Supernatural stamp that put on your good and ship it to your address. You better talk to me up in here. You never heard that before. I never heard it. I just got it just now. But your imagination is a supernatural post office where you can order things that are impossible in the natural. And the thing got to come to you because you overrule every opposition when you're stamping things in your imagination. Your education say you can't have it. Your neighbor say you can't have it. Even your mama say you can't have it. But you stamped it in another realm. Satan can't stop the shipment. But when he see the stamp, he know who's sending it. This statement here rocked the church. You don't have to work for everything you want. Y'all got on the wrong system, man. Work. No, there's a thing called grace. There's so much already paid for you. Sound mindedness at every turn and every decision will be your lot. Everything you deal with from this day forward, you will have a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That threefold thing, power, love, and a sound, you can't stop that. Listen very carefully. These are just the appetizers. I'm not on the clock, you know. Ooh, I feel a Holy Ghost. I feel we have stepped into another realm. See? We are that two voices got so much in them where God made the body first and then the breathed the spirit in and then the soul. And then after man, Eve couldn't handle it because she was trying to handle it with her appetite. And as believers, we can't stay on that same trail now. We got to handle it by an anointing. The two A's, appetite, anointing. Anointing is different than an appetite, you see. And so we function different now. Who with me now? We function different now. We're not just religious folks. We're not just churchgoers. We want to be able to yield to the Spirit of God. Are you following me? Y'all have a little patience with me today. Don't let me waste these words, what I'm about to tell you. Prompt victory will always be standing at the door of your life continuously. Prompt victory. Victory right now. Bam! Victory. Prompt victory. You hear me, Ham? Prompt victory. Prompt victory right now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Prompt victory. Who received that? Instant victory. Right now, victory. Thank be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Prompt victory. If you let your body and soul run your life, you will be stuck and broke, sick and broke all your life. Come on. All right, let's go to work. Hallelujah. In Genesis 3, you know, verse 1 through 7, I don't have time to stay there. Satan robbed Eve through her body and her soul, through her appetite and her thought. Yes, but I ask the question, what happened when your soul is put in alignment and know how to keep it in alignment? The same trick Satan pull on Eve. He tried to play it on Jesus. But Jesus was living in his divine identity properly. But Jesus was living in his divine identity properly. Go to Luke chapter 4, you'll see it. Luke chapter 4. Your divine identity is spirit. You have to live in the spirit properly. You have to be led by the spirit properly. You have to know how to yield to the Spirit properly. Yes, sir. You have to have respect for the Holy Ghost. He knows what to do. Yes, sir. Are you following me? I say you have to have respect for the Holy Ghost. Yes, he knows what to do. Yes, but the Holy Ghost is not going to do anything, anyhow, anyway. Yes, we have to know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. How to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I'm preaching. There's no hoopology here. We want that old hoopology stuff. Groaning and mourning and feeling good emotionally and getting whooped Monday through Friday. Notice Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. He was led by the Holy Ghost in the wilderness. He was fed by the Holy Ghost. When he had to give the devil an answer, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He was full of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, fed by the Spirit. For John 6:63 said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. So when you're feeding on the word, you're eating in the Spirit. So Satan couldn't get Jesus by appetite. And everything look good is not good. Can I get a witness here? Don't let Satan fool you by dressing somebody up or dressing something up and putting them in front of you. You better have some discernment. You might be looking at hell and don't know what you're looking at. Everything wrapped in good paper. Oh my goodness. I'm messing with somebody's business. You can't afford to let your soul be pushed out of alignment. You can't afford to let your soul be in control. You're a spirit being. You have to be led by the Spirit. For once Jesus whooped Satan, the Bible says he left him for a season. What that mean? He's coming back. You got to stay ready. On this whole journey, you got to be ready. Just because you won one battle, don't give up. Don't turn your tools in. Something else is going to come again, but you got to know how to use it again. In this life, you're going to have situations. But not it's all right to have situations if you know what to do with them. In him I live, move, and have my being. If God is for me, who can be against me? All things work together for good for them that love God according to his purpose. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, but you got to know what you're doing. All these beautiful scriptures does not work if you let your soul be pushed out of alignment. Your thinking. Your conscious. Where your conscious at this morning? See, because if we don't know how important a conscience is than when the Holy Spirit convicts us of a sin. We become unconscious. And so we can't correct it. So we keep going in the same direction. And there's greater demons waiting on us. See, the Holy Spirit convicts us so we can make that change. See, your conscience and your soul. Look at Romans 9:1. Romans 9:1. I'm almost through, sir. I'm almost through. Romans 9:1. Your conscience is precious because your conscience can take the conviction that the Holy Ghost has given you to change you to meet the challenge. See. One thing I can't stand a preacher to preach without no conviction. He preached to me, but he don't like he believe what he's saying himself. You gotta have some conviction. You can't preach nothing to people you're not gonna live by. I'm convinced I'm a winner. Christ, the hope of glory, lives on the inside of me. I was a convict. And nothing my God can't handle. And nothing my Jesus can't do for me. It's nowhere the Holy Ghost can't bring me. You go ahead on, take your way the way you want it, but I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I feel his presence. You got a challenge today? You got somebody or something you're dealing with? Listen clearly to what I'm saying. After the day, they can't stop you no more. Move in the spirit. Move in the conviction. Move with a clear conscience. Somebody better pray them up in here. Somebody better pray them up in here. The things you've been going through, you won't have to go through them no more. You've switched on the enemy. You come here this morning, you switch on the enemy. The enemy try to make you fight him in your body. He's trying to make you fight him in your soul. But now you got the sword of the spirit. And you're going to deal with him in your spirit. Because the last Adam is a life-giving spirit. I'm anointed to win. I'm anointed to be blessed. I won't accept nothing else. In him, I live. I move. And I have my being. I'm a resurrected person. All power is in my master's hand. Y'all about to make me preach up in here. Sit down. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Write this down. I must live in my divine identity properly. Write that down. Please write it down. I must live in my divine identity properly. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I have a body. And I live in a body. I can't let this get out of order. I must live in my divine identity properly. Romans 12, verse 1. Paul was waking us up to this verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12, 1. That's not the divine order. Second verse said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. Are you talking to your soul now? By the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's, are you talking to your soul now? And you get down to verse 3, Romans 12, 3. Come on, let's look at it. For I say through the grace given unto me, now grace has stepped in, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly in the body, what happened? In the body, what happened? You're going to think highly. Especially if you got a little shape. Oh, gee. Well, you know, if a man built masculinely, look at me. In the body, you are free. Now, I'm not talking about running, I'm talking about free. You know, like they're free? In the body, without the spirit, you are free. Anybody can whoop you in the body. Looks don't work with the enemy. Body control. You can't resist. Soul control. You can't resist. But in the spirit, Joseph said to that woman, I can't do this against my God. You got to have more conviction about your neighbor, about your wife, and about your husband, than about your loved one to keep you living right. You got to live, I don't want to do it because I can't do it against God. You're not going to do right just because you love your wife. You're not going to, oh my goodness. You're not going to do right just because you love your husband. No, because somebody's going to come pull you off track. But if it's God. I'm in love with God. I don't want to hurt God. So I got to live right. There's not enough sex in the world to make you live right. Okay, how good the sex is. Sex can't hold you. You got to have intercourse with God. To live right, you got to have intimacy with God. Oh, that's some people in your living right. Can I hear you? There's some people that, yes, because you love God. That's why you're living right. Not that I'm so good, but I love God. I don't want to make a mockery of God's name. For I say to the grace given unto me, I got to hurry now. To every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You see that? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Quickly, children. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Lord, help me here. You feel that? For he could, oh, hallelujah. You say, I can't stop doing it. Yes, you can stop. You're just checking in the wrong place. You born again, you can do what God's word say do. because the Holy Spirit will help you do it. Ain't nothing wrong with living right. If living right is wrong, I don't want to be right. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with living a holy life. It's peaceful. It's peaceful. Yeah, to live a holy life. Somebody shake their hand at me. Come on, come on. Everybody up in here holy this morning, God dog. I got the clue. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. And such were some of you. That's the way I was. But ye. Are washed. Look at the point next to you. Say, are you washed? But ye are sanctified. Can't go there no more. But ye are justified. Underline them three words. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of God, I'm washed, sanctified, and justified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I say. You can't say hallelujah. I'm washed. I'm not the same person I used to be. I'm clean. I got blood on me. I don't belong to everybody. I belong to one person. His name is Jesus. I'm washed. I'm sanctified. I've been declared righteous. I'm justified. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to have me some joy. I'm going to have me some peace. I'm going to live a good life. In the midst of turmoil. Are you listening to me? Let me read a few more verses to you. Go to the 19th verse in that same opening. I'm trying to get a point here. But I feel a preach coming on. Glory to God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody out there stuck. Somebody here this morning, something been said here this morning, have changed your life forever. See, you can't live backwards in this thing. You got to live forward. You can't keep living in the old Adam. You can't let your body keep telling you what you're going to do. Shut up, body. This is what we're going to do. You're not going to be sick now. Shut up. Be well. Ain't no time to die. I just start living. I just got enough sense to live right now. Why I won't die now? I've just learned enough to know how to live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all with me up in here? I'm trying to preach to you. You got to be with me. And you got to understand. We're trying to stir the eagle nest here. Notice now in the 19th verse of that opening. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Who in you?
The Holy Ghost.
What you have of God, and notice what the end of this verse says, and you not your own. You see that, right? All right. Then it says in the 20th verse, for what? You are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, what's your God. Notice who left out in that verse. Your soul. All right. Now go to Hebrews 4:12. I'm trying to teach you a lesson today. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. I beg you 5 or 10 minutes. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I straightened my life out today. I'm going to first live in my spirit. And then my soul and body going to take orders. Do you know your spirit is not afraid of anything? You're not afraid of nobody. Nobody's smarter than your spirit. Satan not smarter than your spirit. The person who come against you not smarter than your spirit. Don't let your senses take the place of your spirit. When you're dealing with something, yield to the Spirit of God. That's when you turn super. When you're led by the Spirit of God. But so often we let our senses rule us when we're dealing with something. We let feeling rule us. But you got to yield to your spirit. Your victory is not in what you see. Your victory is not in what you say. Your victory is in who you know. Don't let your senses run your life. Some of y'all dealing with some stuff right now. My job is to minister to you. My job is when you leave here, you're not in the same position. My job is to be anointed that we can destroy some yokes up in here and remove some burdens. My job is to tell you that the Lord is a good God and he'll wrap his arm around you. Yeah, though you walk through the valley and shadow of death, my job is to tell you to fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. My job to tell you, he's already prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He'll anoint your head with oil and your cup is running over. There will be no scarcity in your life. There will be no lack and limitation in your life. Our God is not a limited God. If God is for you, who been kiko pasando la cosa can be against you. If God is leading you, who can confuse you? Just keep on walking by faith. Keep on walking in the spirit. I got the clothes, children. But I'm telling you right now, put your spirit in the right place. If you led by the spirit, you're going in the right direction. God is a good God. He loves you with an unworldly love. He loves you in your weakness. He loves you in your strength. He'll hold your hand when everybody turn your hand loose. Your God is a good God. I feel my God right now. I feel that I'm never by myself. When the storm of life is raging, I got somebody to hold me. God is a present help in the time of trouble. He's the wheel
turning in a wheel. He's a valley that had no pain, no hurt. I closed this morning. I want to tell you, Word of Life Christian Center, God is a good God. He'll take care of everything for you. He loves you just like you are. He'll change you just like you are. He's a good God. He's holding your hand right now. He's wrapping his arm of love around you right now. Woo! He's a good God. Somebody ought to shout because the Lord's been good to you. Somebody ought to shout because the Lord brought you out. Somebody ought to praise him. He's such a good God. Now, when I say shout, I mean shout. Has the Lord been good to you? He's been so good to me. Wave your hand if the Lord been good to you. And he haven't been as good as he's going to be to you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and I'll rejoice. Somebody rejoice up in here. Somebody rejoice. Somebody help me praise him. Somebody rejoice. Wow. Oh. 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 Sometimes I can teach. Sometimes I can stay on the ground. But this morning is not one of those mornings. I want to praise him. Oh, we need some dancing up in here. Woo! Woo! Right ahead. Somebody get stirred up in here. A revelation I'm gonna give you all in the days to come. I'll give you a little, I'll whet your appetite a little bit. How can I say this? Now this is gonna be, you gotta be listening. Don't let Satan fool you with a temptation and call it a manifestation. A lot of times Satan will show you something and put everything in order. 1, 2, 3, 4. As if it's from God. But it's not from God. It's a temptation to get you in trouble. For you to buy something you shouldn't have bought. See, he can make it look like it's God. Well, it's got to be God. This in the right place, then the right place, then the right place. So you dive into it because you think it's God. You better have some discernment. The higher you get in finances, you're going to have more discernment. Because Satan can make a temptation look like a manifestation. I'm not too good at English. Some of you all have done this already. You have bought a temptation and thought it was a manifestation, and it caused hell and misery in your life after you got it. Because if he didn't tell you to get it, he ain't going to help you pay for it. Because he's trying to, you got to learn that lesson. Don't jump at everything that you can get.
I'll tell you more about that, but that's a rubble. That's heavy, heavy there. Don't let Satan turn a temptation as if it's a manifestation. Because he got things, he got a way to line things up and make it look like it's from God. And you jump on it and don't have no discernment, he's tricking you. Like buying that house too early, too big too early, didn't count the electric bill. Huh? You just want, and you don't want the house for yourself. You want it for somebody else to see you driving up to that house. But what's sad about it is somebody else is not going to help you pay for it. Take your time on the level of wealth. Take one step at a time. Enjoy where you are now. Gwen, you see what I'm saying? Enjoy where you are now. And take it one step at a time as the Lord leads you. All right? Come on. Let's do this. That's just a word, wise, wise word. You know, we've made some mistakes now. Just go ahead and get over it. Just don't do it again. Father, we thank you for the privilege.